Ancient Greece, a tough beat, but somebody's got to walk it. Philosopher for Hire Philomestes tackles a murky puzzle in The Grecian Girdle, written by Timothy E. Leiby and directed by Tamara Pierce.
Athens. It's a tough town, but it's my town. My name's Philomestes. I'm sort of what you'd call a philosopher for hire. It was a hot, dusty day in late summer, the kind that made you sweat like a Persian till the back of your toga stuck to your neck. I was sitting in my stall at the Agora with my feet up on the desk. There hadn't been any business in at least a senna, and I was trying to make up my mind as to whether I should head for the nearest wine shop when I got a call.
Hey, Philomestes, over here.
It was Diogenes, an old friend who sometimes tossed a little work my way. Hey yourself, Diogenes. Still searching for the honest man?
Here and there. My old lady made me give up the lantern in the night business. So, you up to making some easy coin?
Depends. Who do I have to kill for it?
Hopefully nobody. It's just a simple case of robbery. You know Hippolyta?
The queen of the Amazons?
That's the one. Seems someone stole her girdle and she wants it back.
Funny. The old girl didn't look overweight.
Be serious, Phil. This girdle was a present from the gods. Solid gold and encrusted with jewels. She'll go pretty high to get it back.
Sentimental value, Diogenes?
No. Lower back trouble.
Oh.
Anyway, Phil, she's willing to give you the going rate, 25 drachmas a day plus expenses, if you'll look into it for her.
Well, I suppose it beats picking olives for the fall harvest. Where do I meet this lady?
She's staying at the Temple of Artemis while she's in town. She says she'll be expecting you about an hour after sunset.
All I know it's her.
Come on, Phil. How many queens of the Amazons are there?
You got a point. Okay, Diogenes, tell the Paul at all, meet her tonight. I was standing at the front steps of the Temple of Artemis shortly after sunset, waiting to be let inside. I'd noticed two guys dressed in golden tunics following me ever since I'd left the Agora, but I didn't think much about them. It's a free country, after all.
Hey, you. Yeah, you in the cheap toga. You Philomestes, the philosopher for hire?
No, I'm Omphale, waiting for my new spinning wheel. What do you and your hairy friend want?
Wise guy.
Yeah, you're the one, all right. Come on, the big man wants to see you.
I'm flattered, short stuff, but I'm already booked for the evening. So why don't you and your pet baboon just get along and...
Wise guy.
Come on, Mr. Philosopher for hire. You're going for a visit to King Menelaus.
Why didn't you just say so? King Menelaus was one of those fine, upstanding Grecians you hear so much about. A kind who like to make speeches about the virtues of the warrior class and how youth these days have no respect for their betters. That sort of character. Last I'd heard, he was stirring up some scrape with Troy on account of his wife running off with another man. After one look at him, I could figure out why she'd done it.
So, this is the philosopher for hire, Philomestes. Plutos, Kalos, you may go now.
Yes, your majesty.
That's right, boys. Run along. Go beat up a water nymph or something.
Wise guy.
He doesn't look like so much to me, Menelaus.
There, there, Achilles. You mustn't judge a scroll by its cover.
Boy, aren't you two a pair of cuties. Yeah, King Menelaus, I'm Philomestes. Your buddy boys here gave me your invitation. Special delivery.
I trust they went too, Ralph Philomestes. They do so like to play.
Okay, Menelaus, why the grab? And don't tell me it's because of my boyish good looks.
You are an insolent dog, aren't you?
Achilles. Actually, Philomestes, I felt you in need of advice.
If I needed advice, I'd seek out an oracle, Menelaus.
Advice in regards to a certain client of yours.
Oh. And what if I said I didn't have one at the moment?
Please, Philomestes, don't be damned. I know that the Queen of the Amazons has hired you to find the girdle that was stolen from her.
You're barking up the wrong olive tree, Menelaus. I've never even met Hippolyta.
Oh, come on now. What do you take me for?
I'd tell you, but my mother told me never to say things like that in public.
Why, you slimy...
Achilles.
What's the matter, Blondie? Got your curls up?
Philomestes, you had best watch your tongue and heed what I have to say. You can't get the girdle back, no mortal could. The man who has it has friends in very high places. I trust you take my meaning.
Sure. Anything you say, Menelaus. By the way, how's the little woman these days?
I see. Very well, Philomestes. Have it your way. Achilles, I leave the citizen in your hands. Good day.
I'd taken a wild shot, and it seemed to be working. Now all I had to do so I could get out of there in one piece was slip past Menelaus' fair-haired boy. Well, Achilles, I'm all yours.
Come over here and give me a big hug.
Why, you...
While Curly Lass was building himself into a royal snit, I'd stepped in real close, planted my right foot square behind his, and given him a good sharp kick in the left heel. Well, pretty boy, you may think you're tough, but you got a glass tendon.
Oh, I'll get you, put me in.
Sure, if you can find yourself a cast iron pair of thongs. Don't bother getting up, Achilles. I can find my own way out. By the time I got back to the Temple of Artemis, it was nearly midnight. The doors were locked tighter than a money changer's purse, and nobody answered when I pounded on them. I went back to my stall to do some thinking. What was Menelaus' stake in all this? He'd hinted that the thief had friends in high places and that no mortal could touch him. Could this have something to do with the gods? How could I find out? I couldn't very well climb Mount Olympus and demand an explanation from Zeus. So, what was I going to do about it? The first thing I decided to do was have a drink. Then I decided to have another drink. And then a third drink. And one more to grow on. Well then, how about all that?
Look, let the god hear. Look, soon the messenger will be here. Look, he runs so fast and fleet. Look, he's not wearing shoes on his feet. Look, the messenger god is near.
I had dreams of Greek choruses chanting in my head over and over again. They were trying to tell me something, but I couldn't make out what it was. Then suddenly, I woke up.
See, the drunken philosopher wakes. See, he's got a big headache.
I realized then that I wasn't dreaming. There was a Greek chorus outside my window, and they were chanting. Hey, she's all up out there. People are trying to split. Just get going. Scram.
Greetings, citizen. Hermes Divine Messenger Service, if it's divine, we'll get the message. Are you Philomestes, philosopher for hire?
That's what the sign over my stall says, kid. Don't you get cold in that skimpy outfit?
No, sir, not a bit, sir. I have a singing prophecy for you, sir. Sign here. Thank you. Here's a prophecy for you. You'll find that it's true. You're looking for Hercules, but he's not looking for you. Da-da-da-da.
Terrific. Thanks, kid. Oh, here's a little something for your trouble.
Oh, boy! A whole bronze Cretan. Thank you, sir. Have a nice day, sir. Bye-bye!
I sat down to think. Hercules, that name rang a bell for some reason. And a prophecy from the gods, on top of what Menelaus had told me. I decided it was time I met my client. I put on a clean toga, splashed some cold water on my face, and braced myself for the last shot in the wine jug. Then I headed back to the Temple of Artemis to have a long chat with Hippolyta. Hippolyta, Queen of the Amazons.
What is the meaning of this? What is our male doing in the Temple of Artemis?
I'm Philomestes, philosopher for hire, Queen Hippolyta. I believe we had an appointment.
That was last night, Philomestes. You failed to show up, so I assume.
I got rerouted on the way, Your Queenness, by a couple friends of King Menelaus.
Indeed.
My sentiments exactly, Your Royal Ship. Anyway, let me tell you what I've doped out so far. It seems a guy named Hercules has something to do with your girdle being missing. Ring any bells, Queen Hippolyta?
Hercules. Yes, Philomestes, I've heard of him. He's the bastard son of Zeus, the big muscular sort. The last I heard, he was working for King Eurystheus as an errand boy.
Try this one on, Hippolyta. Could this king, what's-his-name, have put Hercules up to stealing your girdle for some reason?
Perhaps. It was a gift to me from the gods.
And it all ties in. Hercules, the son of a god, is made to steal your girdle, a gift from the gods.
Very interesting, philosopher for hire. Quite a story.
Story? Is someone telling a story?
Quiet, Hercules.
Okie dokie, Hercules.
So that's Hercules. I said Adelphi's got on him.
King Menelaus, Achilles, Hercules, you must have a very good reason for violating the Temple of Artemis. Surely you are aware of the consequences.
Do you think true Grecian warriors fear women, Hippolyta?
Hello, Achilles. Still limping along, I see.
You! So you dare taunt me!
Achilles, heal! Forgive this intrusion, Queen Hippolyta. You see...
You were just in the neighborhood and decided to drop in, eh, Menelaus?
Nonsense, Philomestes. We followed you from the Agora. Surely you must have figured that out by now.
Sure, I figured out quite a lot since last night, Menelaus. What I haven't figured out is why you brought Hercules with you.
Well, that's easily explained. Hercules...
Quiet, Menelaus! I wish to have him Hercules while he is here. Well, Hercules, why are you here?
Oh, well, you see, well, I'm here to...
You're here to give the girdle back, Hercules?
There's nothing to give back, Philomestes. You've been attempting to spread ill will by insinuating that Hercules, a very close friend of mine, by the way, would stoop to burglary.
Oh? And how do you explain this? I grabbed the front of Hercules' toga and pulled. It ripped off his body, revealing Hippolyta's girdle underneath, stretched to his waist.
My girdle!
My god.
Just as I figured. I don't know much about the girdle of Hippolyta, your queenliness, but I did remember hearing that once fastened, it could only be unfastened by you yourself. Hercules must have put it around his waist for concealment when he stole it, and then found out he couldn't get it loose. That's why he's wearing a toga, rather than a loincloth or a tunic where it might have shown.
So, Menelaus.
Queen Hippolyta, we were, hoping you could help us take it off.
Enough of this! Apologizing to women, being confounded by cheap philosophers. Let us fight our way up, Menelaus, like true Grecian warriors.
Achilles, you put back your sword. She is an Amazon, a warrior without mercy.
She is but a woman. We are men, Grecian men.
If you are Grecian men, Achilles, then you could die like Grecian men. Amazons, to me!
We hear and obey, your majesty!
Where did they all come from?
My faithful subjects, these Grecian men, have dared to mock your queen.
No!
I'm not Greek, I'm from Thebes.
Amazon warriors, slay the men!
Slay the men! Slay the men! Slay the men!
Wait a minute, I'm a man too!
Slay the men! Slay the men!
It looked like a real tight spot. Any second there'd be blood all over the floor, and some of it would be mine, then suddenly from the heavens!
Who are you who demands this of us?
What do you mean, who am I? I'm the Deus Ex Machina, of course!
The Deus Ex Machina?
Yes, the Deus Ex Machina. The gods have sent me here to straighten up this mess you all got yourselves into.
Oh, that Deus Ex Machina.
Much better. Now, Hercules, you give that woman her girdle back. Now!
Yeah, but I can't. It's stuck.
There, it's not stuff. Give it back to her.
Sure. Here's your back, ma'am.
Thank you, Hercules.
And Hippolyta, give that philosopher fellow some money. He got your girdle back, didn't he? Go on.
Here's 50 drachmas for the message.
Thanks, Queen Hippolyta.
Good. Is everybody taken care of? No, there's one more thing. Take that, Achilles.
Ah, oh, my heel. It hit me in the heel.
You frightened woman-hating little punk. Now, everyone, get out of here. Go on, get out.
The next thing I knew, I found myself back in my stall at the Agora with my feet up on the desk. It was early morning. The kind that promises a new day, if you believe in early morning promises. It started me thinking about the gods, normally so contemptuous of the ant-like affairs of mere mortals. They nonetheless sometimes interceded when it suited their purposes to do so, meddling in the day-to-day business of humankind like children stirring up beehives or... What's that?
It's me, young man, the Deus Ex Machina. Now, you stop indulging in all that introspective self-pity this instant. You got the job done, you got paid. What are you crying about? Get out of here, scoot, show's over, bring up the music. That's right, bring it up.
The cast for The Grecian Girdle featured Tim Levy as Philomestes, Henry Enberg as King Menelaus, Sarah Montague as Hippolyta, Paul Singleton as Achilles, and Raquel Starace as the Deus Ex Machina.